Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live something, I think, update for March 12th. We are talking about Big Brother Canada 6, and I am your host, Taryn Armstrong. With me today is Matt Liguori. How are you doing, Matt?
Good morning. No days off. We're still here.
Always.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. We've got to update you on some things, and so this is probably be a quicker update today, for reasons that we'll get into. I hope you, we're just messing around. We're just having fun today. just shooting the live feed, you know, nonsense. This is a very special episode. I've brought in an expert, to help explain what's been happening on the feeds. I'm just going to quickly, bring this guy up. And of course the audio isn't working for it.
It's playing for me.
Yeah, it played for you, but I don't think it played for anyone else. I think I messed it up when I let it play for Matt.
So, well, I heard it. So thanks for the update, Taryn and John from the past.
Yes. Well, I'm going to stop allowing Matt to hear that and see if that will change anything.
All right. Well, let me know when it's done.
All right. Well, I guess you can't be updated by the experts. I'm sorry.
Maybe it was just you.
It might have just been me. Who knows? We'll never truly know. Basically, the issue is that the feeds have not come back, Matt. They never came back.
No, they said it was going to be okay, and it wasn't okay.
No,
it's still not okay. We have another 2 hours until maybe it's okay again.
Yes. It's very unfortunate. We're all very sad. We talked yesterday about how the feeds, they went down before the veto, the night prior to yesterday's update, and we expected them to come back at some point, but they never did. And then at some point, we were finally informed about, you know, 16 to 18 hours later that the feeds would not be coming back until today at about noon Eastern. So we can expect them to be on probably in like 5 hours, I think, right?
5 hours, yeah. And then, you know, we'll get a few hours of whatever's going on, and then they're going to go back down for like the veto ceremony, and then they'll come back up for a few minutes, and then they're going to go to sleep and right back where we started.
Yes. There's been a lot of speculation as to why the feeds might be down. Do you have any ideas, Matt?
No, there's been a lot of interesting theories out there. I mean, I didn't like write them all down. I was hoping you would have some kind of like RHAP B&B style game for me to play, but I don't think you do. But no, some of the answers out there of why they might be down, some of them are fun, some of them are not so fun, you know, potentially like an injury. There have been some serious reasons, maybe about like the awards that were happening last night that a lot of people from Big Brother Canada production are involved in. So that might have something, but I prefer all the fun theories that were out there on Twitter. So if you scroll around on Twitter with the BB Canstigs hashtag, you'll find some fun stuff from yesterday.
Yeah, I saw like guys, don't complain. What if somebody died? So that's always possible, I guess. I hope not.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. It's hell.
Yeah, it is.
At least they'll be right there. They can just get sent wherever they gotta go.
Kirsten on Twitter said that she tried to infiltrate the house via the have not room. So that's a possibility. Not a real one. It was a joke.
not a totally likely possibility. I think Mikey lives closer, so if anything, it's probably him.
Yes. If I had to guess, they plan something out, especially for the Tomb Raider veto, and there's some kind of thingamabobber, and they just didn't bother to tell us until way later when everyone was complaining.
for an entire day that might have had to do with that. That's
my guess. Obviously, if there was some kind of emergency, that's very unfortunate. But my guess, based on past history of Big Brother Canada, is that like Kelly says in the chat, maybe there was like a Ziggy Marley performance or something that took all day.
And if there wasn't, and if it was just some kind of silly reason, we won't find out, because the feeds will come back on and everything will be as normal, and no one's going to let us in on what happened. And, you know, I'm not saying anything about, you know, do we deserve an answer? I'm not getting, you know, into that. But I do think there's a possibility that when feeds come back on, we don't find out. Unless something big like that happened, and then they, you know, then they're talking. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a tour.
Yes. Unfortunate stuff. I do have one more thing for you that I hope will work, because the other thing didn't. Let me just quickly test to see if it is. It's not. All right, man. I'm letting Matt hear it really just messed everything up.
Blame it on me.
Matt, keep going with the speculation while I see if I can get this to work.
I should have like pulled up the tweets of like all the fun speculation. I don't know. So yeah, we're hoping that it wasn't an injury. That would be bad. I really think that it might have had something to do with the awards that they were at. I don't even know what the name of the awards were. So I don't want to just make up something. But yeah, if you're not on Twitter, and you're missing out on all the fun of like everybody trying to figure out what everything's down for, then that's your loss, and you should jump on sometime soon. But I don't know. My stalling game isn't as good as I wish it was. I hope you have this clip up.
How much do you wish it was?
How much do I wish what was?
Like your
my stalling game was better?
Yeah.
I wish it was a lot better, because then I would have more to say right now.
Look, but, we have a lot of important things to talk about. In this wonderful world of Big Brother Canada.
Let me tell you, I could tell you guys about my day yesterday when I was like trying to figure out, like, you know, making sure that tomorrow morning, as in this morning, I'd be able to, you know, we'd be able to have this podcast. And then I'm, you know, messaging Taryn, and I'm like, oh, we're probably not gonna, you know, do it. We'll see. And then they confirmed feeds were down. And I'm like, you know, no morning update. The look on my face, you guys should have seen it when Taryn told me we were still doing a morning feed update. I was very surprised, just as everybody else was, as they were telling Taryn to just take a nap and sleep in today.
Yeah, Matt was very convinced that we weren't actually going to have a podcast today. As were a lot of people. People were asking me, like, you know, are you going to have a podcast? Are you going to have an update? Of course, because like, and I tweeted this out, like, we wouldn't leave people hanging. I'm sure there are people who listen to the podcast that don't pay attention to Twitter. That's kind of what this podcast is for. And if there was just no podcast for no explanation, that's kind of rude, don't you think?
I think the entire reason that we're here is just so you could have tweeted out that. Ooh. I heard that.
Did they hear that? That's the question.
I don't know. We need help with the chat.
Because I didn't hear it, but let me know if you heard it, chat.
If not, then you just got a great reaction from me, but I don't even know what I'm saying. Just play Secret H, yeah.
Yes, they heard it. All right, perfect. All right, well, I can't hear it, but I've heard it before, so here we go. Okay, so I'm very excited about this. We talked about it. Mark McGrath has actually stopped his very busy life of cleaning houses, and he actually spent the time and sang a little song for us. So here's our new morning update theme song.
Every morning, Taryn Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from veto to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason, you know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it, tomorrow he will do it again.
I didn't hear a word of that, but
it was good. I mean, if you've heard it before, you know it was good. But
I know it's well, it's pretty great, obviously. That was that's from Adam Berkowitz, who sent in a theme song for us that we talked about on the updates before. So who knows? Maybe that's the new opening to the update podcast.
That song was longer than this update could have been.
Yeah, very true. So that's what I was here for, to mess around and see how things worked and see if I can get things on screen and play music and tell you that the feeds were down.
Happy Monday. An hour and 40 minutes until they supposedly come back.
Looks like people on Facebook love it, and people on Rob has a website say they also love it. That's what they're saying.
Good job, Adam.
Yeah. Very excited to be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern and update you on everything that happened on the feeds that eventually hopefully come back. And of course, Rob will be live tonight after the episode of Big Brother Canada airs. And tomorrow night, not tonight, but tomorrow night, the LFC Roundtable will be live and we'll talk about everything. Gia in the Facebook asks for a Q&A. If you have any questions, ask them quick, because I think we've already spent much more time than we needed to on this podcast.
All right. Well, my question is: take your shot. Who won the veto?
It was obviously Hamza.
Obviously, what if it was like a
he had already mental. Won it before the feeds even came back.
You're counting before the feeds out even Andrew. Left. You're counting out Andrew. Potential comp beast in the making.
There is a small possibility that the veto hasn't even been played yet.
No,
are we counting that out?
If that is, I'm done with this week, and I'll see you next week.
All right. Insane. Well, we will see you next week, Matt. yeah.
Unless the feeds every Sunday, and then just Monday mornings are just going to be you playing sound clips.
That's exactly how it'll go. All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us on this very experimental and not a reason for it podcast. We will be back tomorrow morning. Thank you so much for tuning in, if you did, because you're the true fans. And we'll see you next time.